What faults do you have? Welcome to Rise Up. It is Saturday, and our gospel passage today teaches us about the Mass. That's right. This is the Pharisee and the tax collector, and the tax collector beats his chest. This is why we do this at Mass, my people. Through my fault, right? Because we are at fault. People often ask me, you know, Father, what's the difference between a mortal sin and a venial sin? Mortal sin is full knowledge, full consent, and grave matter. I know that something is wrong. Full knowledge, full consent. I freely choose it. Grave matter. It really is wrong. It's a mortal sin. Full knowledge, full consent, grave matter. Venial sin is when one of those is missing. I didn't know that what I was doing was really wrong. No one ever taught me. My conscience wasn't formed. Full consent. I didn't really know. I wasn't paying attention. I was not thinking clearly. I was filled with passion or anger. And then grave matter. It actually is something that is serious. Full knowledge, full consent, grave matter. What faults do you have? What faults do you need to bring to the Lord? We're blessed that at every Mass we begin by acknowledging the fact that we do mess up. We do have sins. When we commit a mortal sin, when we know fully that we've made that decision to break our relationship with God, we start over again in a new way. We do believe that going to Mass, blessing ourselves with holy water, kissing a crucifix, those are ways that our venial sins can be taken away. But we also are blessed with that great sacrament of mercy. Thanks be to God for that. During this Lenten season, let's make a resolution to get to confession, to confess our sins, our faults, and to turn to the Lord in His mercy and His love. Amen. Have a blessed weekend.